My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Identity, though, that was his. He says that he's been playing basketball his whole life,
bro. When you try to make these comparisons back to us, it usually backfires.
It does.
And you try to do this like the pros or national radio. You try to compare
us
to Quinterly.
I thought that was fine.
Again, it's really weird.
Yeah,
you do it often.
I'm just trying to relate it, man. I'm just trying to relate it to the everyman. You know, because so few of us will understand. You know what it means to have an opportunity to make money playing basketball. You know, people that are listening to the show, us, ourselves.
No, I get that. No, that's fair.
So I'm just trying to relay it and relate it to the listeners. Like, hey, this is what it, or to myself even, this is what it must feel like. But again, I sympathize with something being who you are and feeling like it defines you as a person, and then you being done with it and being sad and confused and a little lost on what the next steps are. I mean, that's a very human thing. I get that. And so I'm sure he's struggling with it a little bit. You know, I kind of feel bad for him because it's like, who is he leaning on? Because it didn't end well for him at Alabama with Oates, and it didn't end well for him at Memphis with Penny. So I'm not sure really.
Lean on that $350K we got in the bank that we got from Penny and Memphis.
It didn't end well for him at Villanova. So, I mean, maybe it is he is the denominator here. But still, I hope he has somebody in his life that he can, you know.
He got a whole family.
Because it ain't you. I tell you that right now. That man calls you to talk, you're going to say, get your ass off my phone. That's what you, and stop trying to get attention.
You act like this man, Delonte West, out here.
He
and you
might
wanna,
be.
And you want to go help.
He might be.
He don't need it right now.
Oh, he needs
he
it.
He is flush with cash.
If he calls you, are you going to take the call?
I'm just saying, stop making him a charity case.
Say,
you're going
get
to.
Off
I'm
my
really
phone.
Down about Javon. I'm going to think about it
phone.
The rest of my day.
That's amazing.
He's like Delonte. He
That's
needs
amazing.
Help.
Get off my phone. Don't call me no more.
Bro, that man got a family. We've seen it. He got a whole full family. They're going to take good care of him, bro.
I hope so.
And he can come out of retirement tomorrow.
He could.
And go play in Slovenia or something.
Bologna. Somewhere
1,000%.
Like that. He just don't want. He don't want to do what Pat Babb is doing. He don't want to go over to Tel Aviv and play. He don't want to go over to Serbia.
In 6 months, I'll be expecting you to read his announcement that he's restarted his career overseas.
Hey, I will.
Please.
If he's happy.
Because he's going to send it to you.
He's found himself, you know?
Yeah.
You blocked the man on Instagram. You said you didn't want to see no more of this crap. No more love letters.
I didn't block him.
Anyway, yeah, we have the blue ribbon and we have the Javon Quinterly retirement announcement.
No, salute to Javon Quinterly, man. In all seriousness, if you're going through something, talk to somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Always an advocate for that. We'll come back. Jeff Coggins will join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, Memphis football.
You better not ever go to
199. At Sonic is going to get you a lot of different things. Creamy shake, crispy tots, quarter pound double cheeseburger, the fun $1.99 menu. It's always 5 items. And the most important thing, it's always $1.99.
It's fantastic.
The best.
The crispy tots.
Yeah.
The quarter pound double cheeseburger. I'm thinking about hitting it tonight. because you know it's a boys' night only. Got Faith out of town on business. Yeah. I got to feed Chris.
I know, Sonic. Love to see you coming.
Well, and I love to see that value, man.
And a crispy tot. Hate to see you coming.
1,000%. I might get 2 or 3 orders.
Oh my!
And really splurge since it's on the value meal. And I'm feeling extra frisky. I'll go with that Sonic Smasher, Tangy Smasher sauce, melted cheese, hand smashed Angus patties, seared to crispy perfection. You got to have something to wash it down. I suggest the Flavorista favorite. They're all good, whether it's the Paradise Sunset, the Rainbow Slush, or the Grape Escape. You'll love Sonic. Live free. Eat Sonic.
We're back. Jason and John on Eternal FM ESPN. Just, we were talking to our man Gabe Kuhn in the hallway. He came in and he weighed in on the Javon Quinterly situation. He may have more for you at 4 o'clock. I don't want to spoil his take here. Because that may not have been intended for the air. I do want to say that out loud.
That's right.
But it was kind of cool to talk to him about a big game, you know, at Memphis, for Memphis. He's been a part of a few.
Yes, he has.
And so he is feeling good. He is feeling good. He was telling me that, you know, hey, if it gets to a certain number, I'm throwing the house on Memphis. I don't want to say that number.
Oh, wow.
But he is confident that Memphis will be competitive in the game. He thought my 5% attribution was egregiously low. And it might be. I mean, it probably by definition is. But
I heard Summerfield's already using it.
That's a lie.
But it is.
He told me yesterday he doesn't read the newspapers, and he doesn't listen to social media.
He was just on Rome, our sister station, on 790 just minutes ago.
Silverfield.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 11:45, he was on 790 AM.
And did he say anything of note?
I haven't seen any quotes yet.
Okay.
I think it's probably pretty straightforward, all the stuff we saw in his press conference
yesterday.
I think
yesterday. He said, we're going to beat the dog out of Florida State on there. That's what I think he
said. I'm on Memphis +7.
Okay. You got a good number.
Yeah.
Did I not see 8 just now at ESPN?
There's no way.
Am I just making that up? I said it earlier.
Is it? It
when
really?
I said you didn't stop me when I said it earlier. Yeah, I thought it was up to 8 at ESPN.
I don't think it's 8.
Okay.
Yeah. I like +7.
Yeah.
You like it. Have you done it?
Yes. I'm in.
I'll see you.
Not heavy, Jason. You know how I roll. I roll in the $5
now it's
mode.
Down. It's back down to 6.5. Yeah, I swear that thing got up to 8, that it wasn't just 7.
Wait, really?
At least at ESPN bet, but it's at 6.5 now. So
I think Memphis is going to win the game, though. I do. I really do. Maybe I'm overly confident. I thought your opening was really important, John. They have been playing poker. I was at that Troy game. Like, they were not doing anything exotic. I mean, they controlled the game, did just enough. I mean, piss poor team. I don't think they've shown anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to believe that, because if you would say if they have shown something, you'd be underwhelmed.
I agree with that.
So that's kind of what.
Neither is Florida State. In fact, what Memphis has barely shown is better than what Florida State has shown.
So listen, this is what I actually, again, I did some recon on this because, you know, yes, I was considering. Not only was I considering wagering on the game, but I was also, you know, doing recon for the city of Memphis. I need to know what's being
said.
And. The fact that Silverfield was asked the question, I thought was pretty telling. I don't know who asked the question. All due respect to Memphis, I have no idea. But the fact that somebody was watching Memphis and thought to ask, are you guys holding something back, you know, I think is a little telling, A. And Silverfield kind of bristled at it a little bit. He's like, there's this notion out here that we're, you know, not going tempo. We ran 60, you know, whatever plays of offense and whatever, however many plays of defense, been pretty equal. I'm not sure how the defense relates to the offense in terms of the numbers of points. I don't know. But, you know, he clearly was kind of pushing back at that. And then Norvell was asked about Memphis, not holding anything back necessarily, but he kind of volunteered watching Memphis the last two games, knowing that offense and knowing Silverfield. He thinks they have not dipped into that menu as much as they will on Saturday. So, you know, again, do I think Memphis is going to catch Norvell by surprise? Probably not. It's going to be tough to do that. Again, with so much familiarity with Fuller and Cramsey and Silverfield and Norvell. And, you know, Silverfield didn't want to let you know, though, because you have been playing this up. It is not him versus Norvell. Right? It's not Silverfield versus Norvell. It's Memphis versus Florida State. So don't be trying to make this out to be some, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock, because it ain't that. It's two proud programs, head-to-head, for all the marbles. And that's the bottom line.
Well, it can be him versus Norvell when he gets pulled up to a Power 4 job. like Norville has been. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's already done that.
Yeah.
So it's two different levels still at this point.
Wow.
Norvell's been here and done this.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't making it about those two. It can't be.
You're trying to make it about them, man. You're trying to make it about the coaches.
Not at all.
But he also, I will say this about Norvell. The other thing that you mentioned that I thought was very interesting is they have a receiver that is returning. Hakeem Williams is making his debut this season. And Norvell was extremely optimistic about him, like to the point to where he said he thinks it will open up things in the run game.
Well, because the run game has been pathetic.
Yeah.
When that was supposed to be one of the strengths of their team. So maybe this has been the key. This one receiver will balance out the rest of the field.
Yes.
Because they've been absolutely pathetic.
Exactly.
Running the ball and stopping the run.
Yes. Yes. And so that is...
this receiver is going to fix things, at least in the running the ball department.
Yes.
So we'll see about that.
He said, you get another big, fast, strong receiver we feel has an opportunity to win one-on-one, showcase his attributes in the passing game, but also in the run game. He's somebody I'm very excited about. Fuller was asked about the Memphis offense. He said there are some similarities with what they do up front, but they were more similar to what we did there before Kramsey was hired last year. Norvell's quote exactly was, they probably haven't had to dip a ton into the menu of things they do. We fully expect we're going to see different elements of things schematically.
Well, hopefully we're not going to have to, because as BC did 263 rushing yards and as Georgia Tech did 190 rushing yards, they didn't have to go into the intricate stuff because they were literally running it right down their throats.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are Florida State, you have to expect that first from Memphis,
mm-hmm.
is that they are going to test you up front because it's been unstoppable. You have not been able to contain the run. So there may be no need to go to second and third and fourth wrinkles that have yet to be shown, because Florida State hadn't shown any sort of penchant for being able to stop anything, much less the run.
Right.
So, yeah, hopefully you don't have to see Memphis go to the deepest parts of its playbook.
Yep.
Because Florida State's defense has been that bad to start the year.
Yep.
And frankly, your numbers from an offensive standpoint, again, are better than that of Georgia Tech and Boston College. Now, they went out there and played physical. That's going to be the thing. You throw out analytics and what numbers say, your offensive linemen got to go handle, you know, that rush, their run stoppers, their guys that have been on them about stopping the run now, and that they must do it this week because they haven't all season. So you're going to have to throw out the numbers when you get out there. But, man, BC and Georgia Tech just showed it's doable.
Yep.
So, and the fact is, you got your run game on track, Mario Anderson and the crew, in this last game. And so now you've got a little semblance of, you know, you got a little taste of what it's supposed to look like. Your offensive linemen have gained some confidence now. Remember, you got a couple of returnees, everybody else new, but then they're all in new spots. And so you're putting that together. You feel a lot better about where you are in week three now with your run game. And hopefully you don't have to go to the deep stuff because the run game's working so well. That's what you want.
That is what you want.
And you're keeping Uiagalelei and that offense off the field.
Right.
In the meantime.
That's right.
So hopefully that run game is working, and Seth Hennigan ain't got to go out there and win a game for you.
Do you like the fact that it's an 11 a.m. game as opposed to a night game for Memphis' chances, or do you think it matters? I kind of like that it's a morning game before people get, you know, and I don't know what the fan base temperature is, but I kind of like.
I mean, my guess is they're frustrated with their own people
as
opposed to, like, ready to make some noise and intimidate Memphis, right? So what I would typically say, yeah, you want to play them early before those guys go in and have a great day and get fired up they're not fired up for their football team, though, not right now. They're angry. And so whether that anger, you're going to see it at 11 a.m., you're going to see it at 7 p.m. Probably doesn't make a bit of difference on this one, but I like having it early. I like knowing early.
I do, too.
What about y'all?
Yeah.
I like not
waiting around all day for it.
Love it.
Being able to get to it and, you know, really maybe try to take advantage and see if you catch Florida State's defense sleeping like it has been the first two outings.
Yeah. I mean,
still in bed.
I think that's definitely the right take. And it's just less time for people to get hype about it, and, you know, the crowd probably won't be as, you know,
Do not get caught up in that game, what Florida State's trying to do there. You want to go out and show the rest of the country, because you're playing a quote-unquote Power Four, how explosive your offense is. And so you go out with three straight passes for Seth Hennigan. You get three and out. You go back out with three more passes, and you don't try to establish a run game against a defense that's shown you it can't stop it. Stick with football 101 first, because it may just be enough.
Yep.
Florida State may be that bad.
They might.
Don't go out there and say, Seth, go try to win this. You got to. I mean, and Gabe came in here saying the same thing. And I'm 100% with him. Like, don't psych yourself out going into this game. Sort of like that Baltimore, like Monk and those guys did last year against KC. And you say, you know, Lamar's got to throw it 37 times because we're going to beat them at their game.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man. Go out there and run the ball first and try to out-physical them. And, again, that may be all you need. Mm. You may be able to do that all game. And then you haven't shown the rest of anybody anything. You can save all the deep cover, the deep playbook stuff for later on in the season. You may not need that stuff against Florida. Don't get caught up in that stuff, that gamesmanship, saying he's got more in the playbook and you want to come out doing double reverses and trick plays. Not to start. At least try to run that ball on them to start. Looks like they can't stop it.
That's what it looks like. We'll see. We shall see on Saturday. We'll talk to Jeff Coggins about that. He'll be heading down to Tallahassee to cover this game for us. I know that for a fact. He right there on the front lines. That's what a good columnist would do. It's what a good radio host would
do. Sign of how important this one still is.
I made that up. He's not going. I'm sorry, but he should. It's important. The old Jeff would be there.
It's too sportsy.
That's all he's been doing, man.
If they were top five,
right,
it'd still do.
I still don't. I think you just write it off TV. That's what you do these days. It's just better. It's all the same. You don't have to pay for the travel, and you get the same stuff. But Jeff will join us next. That I can guarantee. He will join us next to talk about all of it on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Yeah!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, that's bang! That's Jeff Coggins' music. On Thursday and Tuesday.
He joins us. Usually it's on Tuesdays now. We've switched it up on you. Who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks? What's up, Jeff?
Have you formally moved me to Tuesday?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I think we've just reached that part of the deal.
Okay, man.
Just because you know, Mondays are so hard just coming back and getting back.
Mondays there's a lot to talk about. Yeah, exactly. But then Tuesdays.
Then you're empty. You're like, damn, what do I do now?
Yeah, okay, good. Tuesdays. So, I can help. I can do that.
Yeah.
I can ramble on Tuesdays. Yeah.
That's right. So by Thursday, we can catch our breath again and anticipate some things, and we can just get, you know, but so, yeah, I don't want to peel back the curtain too much.
Jeff on Thursday, on Tuesday.
But
all right, good.
I wanted to start with the most pressing news of the day, which is Lil Wayne is not performing. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding, Jeff. Everybody calm down. The news of the day is this football game in Tallahassee. And you know, Gabe's kind of running around. He's hyped. He's like, he's coming in here.
He's ready for football.
He wants to talk about the football game. He wants to talk about Javon Quinterly. Man. He's feeling some type of way. Are you feeling some type of way about this game, Jeff Calkins?
I'll be honest, I'm a little less amped than I thought I would be, right? But I think it's for the obvious reason. We thought that it was going to be Mike Norvell with an undefeated team that was coming off of being disrespected in the playoff hunt last year, great season last year, coming back, Mike Norvell at the top of the world, having, you know, gone 2-0, challenging, you know, looking like they'd be back in the playoff, agreeing to play Memphis, and could Memphis go in? I don't know if you're familiar with the story of David and Goliath, but David had a little bit of a slingshot, and Goliath was the big dude, and David took down Goliath. I don't mean a spoiler alert, but he did. And I thought it was going to be sort of like that. I thought it was going to be, can Memphis go in there and take down mighty Florida State? Now, it is obviously still a big game. Isn't that, in fact, still just as big a game in terms of Memphis accomplishing what they want to accomplish? It's just, a shine off is off. That's just true. But it is a big game. It's obviously the biggest game in the career of Ryan Silverfield. It's huge for this school and what they can accomplish this year. And the other thing is that you saw this past Saturday, I think people were fundamentally disappointed. I heard a lot of people saying they were disappointed in the crowd. And so if you're asking what can juice this program up and get people excited about this program, and more excited than they are, it's not a win over Troy. It's not a win over North Alabama. It's a win over Florida State. And so I think it has potential to do great things. But am I as fired up as I might have been? Probably not.
Is there anything Ryan can say in interviews that will help the attendance issue? And I realize you could say, well, I mean, not talk, you know, anything helps. But I'm just saying, at this point, is it just he's going to just go out there and win the games? Like, that's the best way for you to do it. Ryan's not going to get us, at this point in his career, all excited about what's coming up, and you just focus on the controllables, and that's winning every football game there?
Yeah, I think, I mean, in the end, from a PR perspective, it's not exactly like you'd want a coach who's a little more, can you remember the last time he was on, you know, your station, on your show?
Last time Silverfield was on the station was probably
over
the summer.
Over the summer, but and we tried. We tried, right? I mean, we tried. We tried.
Yeah, I reached out, and he said with the current deal, he just doesn't know if it's doable.
I mean, whatever. Like, there's a reason that, like, Ed Scott came on our station is because we have easily the biggest reach of any, you know, whatever.
I'm with you on that. Seems foolish.
So you would think that seems dumb. Having said
that,
I
agree with that.
No, I don't think there's so broadly speaking, if PR matters and Coke thinks it matters and M&M thinks it matters and, you know, Nike thinks it matters, you would think it would matter. But no, I don't think at this point.
Right.
We know Ryan is not Bruce Pearl, rip his shirt off.
Exactly.
You know, paint his chest,
we know that
you know?
About him. Right.
And so, and I think that's reflected in the fact that season tickets, at least partly, down 30%, you know, in the last few years. I think, you know, that and other factors have contributed to that. Having said that, there's a couple things here. Now, like, the just win games doesn't really work when the games you're just winning are over Troy, right? But the just win game certainly works when you're beating Florida State. I was looking back at a column that I wrote just a few years ago when they nearly beat UCLA. and how that game, I don't know if you remember that game, it was on that road, and then they subsequently did beat UCLA at home. But, like, just looking great against UCLA in a close loss got people juice for the program. These games
absolutely.
Do. Like, we remember the Ole Miss games. We remember, like, oh, there are games you remember. Now, there's not that many on the schedule anymore, but there are games you remember. And so this is a huge opportunity. It certainly doesn't matter what Ryan says this week or last week or next week. What matters is they beat Florida State. That would go a huge – it changes the entire complexion of the rest of the season. Right, if you beat North Alabama, beat Troy, and then lose by 15 to a 0-2 Florida State team, you're going to get 23,000 the next time Memphis plays at home, right? But if you beat that Florida State team, you might get 32,000 the next time they play at home. I mean, Ed Scott talked about how important walk-up was, right? Because they're down to 10,000 season tickets, so it really matters is walk-up. Well, this is a huge game to be a catalyst of the walk-up. And the other good news from this perspective is that Ryan, you know, he's got a brand new stadium coming. And so that's going to sell tickets too. When they finally do unveil that stadium, that's another thing. So, I don't, you know, in the end, in terms of PR, Ryan is who he is, but he's doing, at least, you know, in the last 12 months, it feels like he's doing all the other things. He's recruiting well. He's, you know, he's building a much better team. He's hitting the portal correctly. He's connecting with boosters who give money so he can recruit well. Like, that's he does all those things well. There's very few coaches who do everything well, who are just five-tool coaches. And obviously the job one right now is to beat Florida State.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like, they, like, you know, you mentioned that it ain't going to be like that. I mean, it's just a different time, you know. Like,
it's not going to be like what?
The UCLA game. Like, if you play them close and lose, it ain't going to be like that.
No. You're not there now. You got to beat them.
Yeah.
No. A close loss to Florida State is not going to do it. You got to beat Florida State, particularly in 0-2 Florida. You got to beat them. In the end, you got to beat them.
It broke ugly. I may write about this, but Jason and I were having a discussion earlier today. He brought up Northern Illinois. They're obviously in the top 25, and they beat top 5 ranked Notre Dame as a 25-point underdog. And the reality is that you're behind them now in the race for the group of five spot, because they have a top 5 win on the road and they play in a super weak league and they're the odds on favorite to run the table there and to win their conference championship. You are not an odds on favorite to do that. You're an underdog this weekend. You're going to be an underdog at North Texas and you're going to be an underdog at Tulane. And doesn't that sort of serve as a pretty stark reminder that maybe this is not going to be as easy as we thought? Like, oh, just win the AAC and you'll be right there.
I don't think anyone, if I never thought it was going to, there is this opportunity in front of them. I certainly never thought it was going to be easy. I would have not have predicted that they run the table in this conference, particularly when their toughest games are on the road. So anyone who thought it was going to be easy, yes, this would be a comeuppance or this would hopefully wake them up to the fact. In the end, you know, Boise State looks good too. You know, like, Boise State looks really good.
Now, they do.
That loss to Oregon will probably look better than if you lose to Florida State.
Right? Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's not... If you... It used to be, you're like, well, you could still lose to Florida State and just win everything else. And that still may be true. Like, Northern Illinois probably will lose a game. You know, they probably will lose a game. But may not. And obviously, if they don't, then you're screwed. Because they've got to win over, they got to win at Notre Dame, but they'll probably lose a game. So I, you know, in the end. But once upon a time, you used to think, well, you could lose Florida State and run the table and still go. Now that Boise's doing that, like with that, that will be a better loss than your loss if you lose to Florida State. It's why this has changed completely. It's why the bar once was, hey, go to Florida State, take a shot. You know, if you come close, even that'll look good on the rest. Now, it's a totally different bar, both because of everything that's happening around you in college football and also, honestly, because of what we've seen with the slightly disappointing turnout in the stands. The bar now is beat Florida State. That's the bar. That is the pass or fail for this weekend, and that seems.
But crazy. I would add, like that. It's,
but that is the bar.
Well, is it really the bar? I mean, they're 7-point underdogs.
No, it's the bar to for a successful trip to Tallahassee. That is the bar. I'm not saying you're a disaster if you lose by 8 or 6 or 12. You know, it's just kind of here's the truth. It's what you would expect to happen. So you can't say that that's, you know, a huge demerit. But if you want to get to the 12-team playoff, which was at least the aspiration, and if you want to supercharge attendance, the only way to do that is by winning. And so that has to be, you know, that is what a successful trip to Florida State looks like. If I say they cover, what's the line now? What are we up to? What are we down to?
Six and a half.
Okay, so they lose by 6, they cover. Would you call that a successful trip to Florida State?
I wouldn't call it a failure.
No, I didn't ask that. I said, would you call it a successful trip to Florida
State? I would be
State?
Very neutral on it. I would be like, okay, you know.
I'm giving you yes or no. Is it a successful
trip? Well, it's not a success.
Is it a success?
It's not a success.
No, it's not.
But right. I mean, but no, in order to determine it's not a success, it's a zero sum game, and
correct.
I don't think it becomes a failure just because it's not a success.
I didn't say it was a failure. It's clearly not a failure. It's not a, you know, but it won't accomplish what you want to accomplish.
That is correct. Well, although you did get $1.3 million, so I might say it's still a success.
That's true. That's true.
The negotiation was a success.
No one is like here going to say fire Ryan because he couldn't beat Florida State at Tallahassee. What a joke of a program or anything like that, you know. But it will be disappointing, and it will be very hard to get to the playoff.
Well, we have to check with Brad first, see if he did say that. If he didn't beat Penn State, don't hire Silverfield full time. So we're gonna have to check with Brad to see.
Maybe Brad's not coming. maybe we should have used it for the Brad. If we use the Brad Carson standard,
that's right.
Maybe we'd be beating Florida State.
So you said nobody will say it, but I mean, you know, again, we got a wild card over here.
Okay, that's fine.
We got a wild card over here.
You do have a wild card over here. I think you'd have to be irrational to say that losing by 6 to Florida State is a failure.
Right.
Losing by 24 is, though. You know.
Yeah, I mean, if you just get destroyed, 18, yeah, I mean, that's going to put a real damper on the season. And I think, it's within the realm of possibility. I mean, you know.
Here's the other thing. It's very clearly one of the things that has happened. I think the biggest thing that has happened with attendance, it's the schedule, and it's the fact that there's this increasing yawning gap between haves and have-nots, such that the haves won't even play you here. There used to be 3 SEC days. Sometimes there were 3 SEC teams in a season you would play, you know, back in the 70s, and then certainly 1 or maybe 2, right? And now it just feels like if you get beat by Florida State convincingly, the message will be go back and, you know, play in your little league. You know, go back and play your little league over there. But then, and there's big time football, and then there's Memphis football, or, you know, AAC football. That is sort of will be the message if you can't hang with them at the least. So it's absolutely incumbent that you hang with them. And I think they can. Like, here's the thing. I think defensively they're different. Now, I'll be interested in seeing, you know, how that secondary holds up, but I'm not sure Florida State has the quarterback to test the secondary. The linebackers are dramatically better, obviously, and so I think it is a better defense. And then offensively, they have not looked explosive, but they did run the ball effectively last weekend, and obviously that's how Florida State has struggled so far. So I fully expect them to hang with them. They hung with Missouri last year, you know, and that looked pretty damn impressive in retrospect. It was good at the time. It looked even more impressive, but in retrospect. But that's another example of if you want to really get done, like if you look at the great seasons in Memphis history, they didn't come close against Ole Miss. They beat Ole Miss, you know. They were underdogs in that game, too, and they beat Ole Miss. And so that's what you have to do to have the magical season. You got to beat UCLA like you did at the Liberty Bowl. You got to beat Ole Miss like you did at the Liberty Bowl. And you know it's a tougher ask, as desperate as Florida State is on the road at Tallahassee. But to get done, to have a magical season, that's the kind of thing you have to do.
Hey Jeff, do you know how when Penny does a post on Instagram, I know you're always on IG, he sometimes ends it with God got me?
I do. I'm aware that he says, God got me.
This morning I asked Ken Bennett a question that I'm going to ask you. Ken Bennett, former Memphis chaplain. I asked him, because Penny Hardaway's kind of given us the indication that if he leaves, right, this program will go straight to hell. And it's going to drop off the map when Penny leaves. And I would ask you, Jeff, does God got Memphis, right? Does he just have Penny, or are we going to be okay if Penny ever does step away?
I think Memphis will be okay. I mean, to the extent that Memphis won't be okay, it's the same forces that we just talked about, the separating, you know, the biggest, richest place and not. But sure, Memphis will be fine. Now, we've seen some of this over the past week. It's one of the unfortunate things here. It's just, if Penny does not work out at Memphis, it's different than Josh not working out. It's certainly different than Tubby not working out, in that there will be, in certain aspects of the, you know, there will be some bitterness. Like, we saw that with Larry. The bitterness over Larry's departure in some quarters didn't go away until Penny was hired, right? That was what was going to heal that wound. And I think there are those who will feel, certainly Penny will, and those close to him, if it doesn't work out, who will feel like he was somehow wronged, if not wronged by the university. Let's say he steps away on his own. I think he'd feel wronged by the fan base. We've seen it. He's like, why do I have to question? Why do I have to answer anything? Like, he feels personally right now attacked. And I think that will linger in the community, and I think it would cause some damage in the community. But also, it's still a university that invests in basketball at a top 30 level. It's a university that cares, it's in a community that cares deeply about basketball. And so, yes, I think the University of Memphis will be fine, but I don't want to travel that road. You know, I'm uncomfortable and unhappy with the way it has gone just in the past few weeks. And, you know, when you read Penny's interview through that lens, beyond the irrationality of it, the gaslighting, honestly, in it, what it really reads like is a guy who's just wounded, you know, that his community can criticize him. He never imagined, which is odd given how fiercely Larry was criticized, who was dramatically more accomplished as a head coach.
But feel it, though, right, Jeff? I mean, in a city that has held you up and never criticized you, right, because of the player that you
were? Never been criticized.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought when you talked about that yesterday, I thought that's exactly right. Yeah. It's all of a sudden, I thought you people loved me. I was doing this for you.
Exactly.
He is indignant that anyone would deign to criticize him and hurt. I think you're right. And so it's an unpleasant situation. But we were just talking about Ryan. Like, in the end, what did Ryan do? He won games. He recruited well. He didn't try to, like, win everybody over again. In fact, he lashed out, you know, after that one game last year. But what he did was he kept the main thing. Mm-hmm. He recruited well, beat the Pelder team, and got a new contract. Yeah. And so there is an example there for Penny to follow. He's just right across the hall.
That's right. That's right. Jeff, appreciate the time
as always, Jeff.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
Yeah, no, it kind of sounds like, you know, that scene from Training Day, right? Oh, you mother. You think you can do this to me?
That's what we're
doing. I got cases on all you bitches. That's kind of how it sounds right now from Penny, you know?
Shoe program.
Yeah. Oh!
careful.
No, he's like, I'm trying to, you will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you. You'll be in the Sun Belt, in the NIT, in the CBI when I get finished with you. That's how it sounds.
Somebody did say Penny was having his Training Day moment.
Really? It's kind of funny, because he is. He is having that moment. King Kong ain't got on me. That's it. Jay!
Go get the...
Yeah. It wasn't the Godfather quite, but it's Training Day. He is. He's like, when he saw that Gary Paris comp, he lit up that cigarette, and he said...
They ain't never lit a cigarette.
Oh, you mother...
I can't know. It was good until that video.
That's what Denzel did, though. He's like, you know, he's
he was in the hood. Denzel was with his own folks, and they were turning on him.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else did he say? Like, because it's such.
And that's what Penny did right before he fired Stansberry.
Oh, that's what he. That's exactly right, bro. That's exactly right.
Got a leak up in.
I'm the man up in this piece. That's what he said to Stansberry and all them when he fired them.
That is exactly what he said to Rick.
I run here. You just live here. Like, you know, like.
My players.
No. Is this clean? No, it's not clean, bro.
This is the main theme from training.
Oh, this is the music. Okay, I thought you were right about trying to.
No, that's speech. Yeah, play that's, the, there's no way you can
no,
play
I don't think I, it's, yeah. It's too much.
Yeah, there's no clean version of this.
Everybody knows what
it is. I got to rewatch this movie. 2001. I got to go back.
It was on the other day I got in track. I got pulled back in. I have a hard time turning away if training day is on. It's just too good.
Bro,
Denzel is too good in it.
He's like, Prowler. I'm winning anyway.
I get mad at him. He's so good.
I'm winning anyway.
Man, you come down too hard on this one.
I can't lose. You can shoot me, but you can't kill me. It's kind of crazy. That movie is worth...
Said you can't compare me to these other coaches.
Just for that scene
at
the end of the movie with Denzel, it's worth it. I'm telling you. I mean, it's got to be one of the most iconic Denzel
monologues. Yeah, he got an Oscar for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny, man.
Don't put Penny in a box, John.
You think you can do this? Jake! That GP when that GP column hit.
When he read that GP column.
Talking about when he was 14 years old. When he was when GP went for the heartstrings with the 14 years old, the backwards hat.
That was the line, wasn't it?
He went for the backwards hat. He said Penny was his idol.
Yep.
And when he went for that, he said, oh. I'm the police! I'm the police! Oh man. I'm hoping for big success, man, because I gotta tell you, I'm tired of having to be critical. You know?
The games will come, and that's where it'll be decided.
Yeah.
23-hour lockdown!
We'll have Nolan Smith over there.
That's what Memphis needs to put their teams they play in. 23-hour lockdown. Musa.
Right.
Shoe program.
Put them in that shoe program. No more packages.
You'll never see the light of Huda. You think you get with? That's who Penny needs to ask. That's what he needs to be asked this. I think I've gone through every line in the monologue.
Pretty good.
Well done.
So, anyway, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Tuesday. Jason and John, how do you turn to family? ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.